Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. And all this week, Pastor Brian is presenting a message called Preparing for Battle from Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. So we pick up where Pastor Brian left off last time. And now, Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Let's go back to Joshua chapter 1. That's why we need to sanctify ourselves or get ready. Be spiritually alert for what God is about to do. Now, I primarily up to this point focused on you as an individual being ready. But in verses 12 through 18, I want to focus on the body of Christ collectively together as all of us are doing the work that God's called us to as individual members. That's how we accomplish God's will. God's not looking for individuals. He wants to work through a body. He wants to work through a congregation. And we need to be united together in that purpose. That's what I want to focus on from verses 12 through 18. Look at verse 12. It says, unto the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Lamaradites, no, the Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he has given you, and they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Now, what happened here, it's recorded in Numbers chapter 32. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh said, we don't want to go in on the other side of the Jordan. This land is perfect for us. We have livestock, and this seems to fit our families and what God's given to us well. We'll just enjoy this side of the Jordan. And at first, Moses said, no way. This is what happened last time we came to the border of the land. The people listened to the wrong report. They wouldn't go in, and God judged us. We don't want to find ourselves under that same place. And they pleaded with Moses again, and Moses said, well, I guess it's okay, but promise me this. When the rest of the tribes go in on the other side of the Jordan and fight, you will also fight with them until all the land's subdued. Then you could come back and take possession of what you have here on this side of the Jordan. And they all agreed with that. Moses is now dead, and Joshua has to remind these people, hey, we need your help. You've enjoyed your rest. We've helped you conquer this land. Now you need to come in with the rest of us and fight on behalf of your brethren. Although you have rest, your brethren don't. What Joshua is doing is uniting all 12 tribes together for a common goal, saying, this is what God wants for us to do, all of us. And once we have rest of all the tribes, then come back, you and your families, and enjoy it. I think that's a good picture of the body of Christ. What God has set before us, what he wants to accomplish, it's not for a portion of this church to labor, to serve, and to come into. I believe that what God has done here is he has sown into this church by bringing people or saving them here through this ministry, sowing into them gifts and abilities and talents, all that we need to do to accomplish the will of God. And it takes each person that says, I'm a member, although we don't have a literal physical membership list here, but if you have that idea, that concept in your heart, I'm a member of Calvary Chapel La Mirada, it doesn't mean that you just go to church and show up, but you're going to contribute. And I'm not talking financially necessarily, but you're going to contribute with time, talent, energy, effort, labor, so we could accomplish what God has for us as a congregation. And I believe the Lord would want to unite us, because there are battles ahead that's going to take all of us praying, serving the Lord together to defeat the enemy. That's why we need to sanctify ourselves and to get ready. Ephesians chapter 4 speaks. Well, why don't we turn there for a minute? Ephesians chapter 4. I was reading the paper this week, and there at the Naval Academy, I believe it was, they have an annual ritual where there's a cap up on this greased pole, and all the midshipmen come together there and have to climb up it. and replace the cap with the upperclassman's cap. I guess it's a freshman cap. It's up there. And it showed about, I don't know, a couple hundred guys all pressed in, and guys climbing on each other. And one guy, you know, guy stepping on his head, and they had a picture of him. And it said they were able to do it in 1 minute and 44 seconds. But they worked together. And it says it's to foster teamwork. And I saw that. That's a good lesson for the body. Not that we want to climb greased poles. That's not our goal. But as we labor together, there's nothing that we can't accomplish that God's asking us to do. And as I look at the body of Christ, one of the things that I've seen forever is the word potential. There's so much potential sitting right here in this room. What God has sown into your heart. It's amazing what we could do if we all had a purpose and we were set on course and we had a heart to serve the Lord. Not just a portion of the body, but all of us. Think of the book of Nehemiah where it says the wall got built because the people had a mind to work. And that was an incredible task. Not like they had bulldozers. It says all the rocks were, the wall was broken down. That would have been a tremendous task, but they labored together. And they were able to accomplish the will of God. That's how God wants to accomplish His will and purpose here. And it takes a mindset of each member to say, I'm here for a reason, for a purpose. Here's what I contribute to the health of the body. That's what he said to those tribes. You have your rest. God's blessed you. Now use that blessing to help others. That's why God blesses your life. Not just so that you can enjoy it. That's part of it. He blesses you, brings increase to you, so you could be a blessing to others, a channel of blessing. You have to have that mindset. And look at Ephesians 4, verse 16. I think this verse describes it, how the body should function together. Verse 16 says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together, and we're joined to the head, which is Christ. Now look, by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working, and this phrase especially, by which every part does its share. Every member having the mentality that I contribute to the health of that body somehow or in some way. What that does, it causes growth of the body and it edifies itself in love. When a congregation has that mindset, it's amazing what could take place. And we haven't tapped into all the potential that's sitting right here in this building right now. Of what the Lord could do. I think there's a lot more. But it takes people to have a mindset to say, I want to be involved in God's kingdom and God's work. I know the enemy comes against that as well and says, oh, what you're doing isn't important and makes you feel insignificant. You know, God calls and He appoints. Not everyone could stand before the congregation and teach this morning. That's a calling that God would give. Your calling's no less. Just mine's obviously a little more visible and upfront. But every member supplying to that body contributes to the health of that body. Wouldn't make sense if everyone was teachers. What if we're all teaching today? We're all screaming at each other, all giving the message. It'd be chaotic. Your part is important. It's necessary. Just like every part of this body somehow contributes to me, this body to be able to do what I want it to. Each part is necessary. And that's the mindset that the Lord would want to sow into our hearts. Especially as we're moving forward to greater things, because it's going to take a greater unity, because the battles are going to be more fierce down the road than what we've ever